Well, howdy guys, and here's a video that's during the week. Woo, that's unusual. I'll tell you why, I just kind of thought about something, and I'm scared I might forget about it at the weekend, because I'm getting old, you see. But as you can see, the thumbnail is Superman, the original, ish, at least in my time. And I used to watch the cartoons when I was having lunch, I remember. They also played Superboy as well, with Crypto the dog. But I like Superman better. And it was pretty good because basically it was good against evil, really. And Superman had all these special powers. But can you tell me how he flies? No, I'm serious. You need some form of propulsion to be able to fly, I'm sure. And how does he do it? Has he got super farts or something? But that brings you into something else. Does Superman actually eat? Does he go to the toilet? I mean, if he takes a piss, does he break the urinal, like if it's porcelain? Of course, when the cartoon first started, he could just leap tall buildings. But then he turned into flying. Which, according to physics, it just wouldn't work. And I guess his body could be a little bit more dense, because he comes from Krypton. But to stop bullets? To be almost indestructible. And they added more powers as time went on. He got X-ray vision. Laser vision. He could freeze a lake with his breath. Also had heat vision. And he could go real fast, like lightning fast. Now, of course, what I don't get, the only thing that can really weaken him and kill him is kryptonite. And that's on his planet, or came from his planet. But I don't see how something from his planet would be able to kill him. Now, I watched the movies with Christopher Reeve, probably at least the first two anyway. They were pretty damn good. I'm not into the modern Superman, though. There's been too many. And, of course, if we have a Superman, we must have a Supergirl, of course. And, of course, that one's never worked out very well for them, I don't think. I mean, does Supergirl have periods? Did she get PMS? And that would be a pisser, wouldn't it? Anyway, I guess we're not supposed to question his powers and how he does what he does. Of course, the children of today, or even younger generation, would probably have a different superhero that they like. But superheroes in my day were slim pickings, and Superman was the best. And of course, you think about it, Superman was very good. He was goody-two-shoes, wasn't he? Can you imagine having all that power and being a bad person? So here's another question on Krypton. How long do people live there, then? Because Superman grew up quite normally, and then all of a sudden he stopped aging. I know I'm analysing it too much. It's just supposed to be a fictional character who possesses all the things we wish we had. He stands for truth and justice. And of course, he was invented by men. Up, up and away!